You can restart right where you are with compassion, with kindness. This is Heal and Restart. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Heal and Restart. My name is Rafaela Silva, and I am so glad that you were able to join me today on another episode of my podcast. Today, we continue our five-part series where we're talking about what do you need. On our last episode, we talked about our basic needs, what they are, how to meet them, and a few ideas for those whose basic needs are not being met. So today we're going to continue with part two. And today I want to talk about our spiritual needs. What are spiritual needs? How do we acknowledge them? How do we identify them? And what are some of the things that we can do to actually meet those needs that we have, spiritual needs? So I want to start by saying that we are spirit beings that are having a human experience. So it's not the other way around. I think a lot of us tend to focus on the physical aspect, not saying that the physical is not important. It is very important, and we're going to talk about our physical needs as well. But I wanted to start with the spiritual, simply because before anything, we are spirit beings that are, again, like I said, having a human experience. So want us to get right into it. So what is spiritual needs? What are those things that we need as spirit, a spirit being, in order for us to be able to navigate this journey called life on earth? So spiritual needs are things that feed our spirits, that have us connect to God or higher power, whatever it is that you believe in. I particularly believe there is a God, there is a creator that created all of us. And so when we get to earth, when we are here, somehow we're not, well, I can't say for all of it. There's a lot of people that are connected to the understanding of God and connecting to God from a very early age. But one thing that most of us are not taught is to have a relationship with our Creator. We're taught to worship. We're taught to fear. We're taught to reverence. We're taught to, you know, so many things except having a relationship with the one that created us, that put us together, that gave us our conscience, that gave us our gifts, that gave us our meanings, our purposes, right? And so a lot of us go through life just focusing on the physical aspect of ourselves and not on the spiritual part of ourselves. Again, that's because, just like I mentioned on my last podcast, the awareness of what we need spiritually. So I wanted to point out what some of those needs are and how to actually begin to acknowledge what they are for you. Again, some of these things for some of you might be, okay, that sounds great. And for those of you, you might say, that's not for me, and that's okay. The idea is to begin to exercise putting on paper some of our needs. You know, the idea is for you to begin to, like I said, write it down, get a notebook. If you have a notebook, I think I mentioned that in my last episode, and begin to write down what that is for you. So I'm going to talk a few examples and some ways to meet those needs for your spirit. So spiritual needs. I think number one thing, one of the main need is having a understanding what the meaning and the purpose of your life is. Most of us go through life just, you know, on autopilot, not really stopping to think about why we're here. What is the purpose of all this? You know, why do I go through the things that I go through, right? So a need, a spiritual need, is one of having understanding or having clarity of the meaning and the purpose to life. And I will talk about how to begin to, you know, get clarity on that. The second one is experiencing unconditional love, experiencing what love is in this lifetime. I know it's going to sound cliche, but I think it's one of the biggest truths. If there's a truth, I would say this is the biggest truth. You know, when people say what the world needs now is love. And I do believe that one of our spiritual needs and one of the things that we're here to experience is love, is unconditional love. So that's the second spiritual need. The third one is the need for forgiveness. You know, life has a lot of ups and downs. I think that our challenges, which most people don't want to experience, but we go through a lot of challenges in life. And what I like to say, we don't know that we don't know the things that we don't know that we don't know, right? And we get ourselves into situations that either willingly or unwillingly, that sometimes causes us to have hard times and challenges. And I think that forgiveness is one of the spiritual need that we all need to experience, should experience. I had a series on my Instagram, if you guys would like to go and check it out, where we did a Ho'oponopono prayer, which is a prayer of forgiveness. And that prayer really does change certain things in your life, especially when it comes to your spiritual walk, letting go of things that are holding you back. So forgiveness is a spiritual need. Another one that I would like to mention is peace. What is peace? Experiencing peace, peace of mind, peace of heart, you know, just all encompassing peace. So there is, so that's another spiritual need that that I wanted to list. And another one is the expression of our belief, having the freedom and the ability to express freely what it is that we believe in. And when we believe in what we believe in, you guys, will change from time to time, not necessarily what you follow, but even how you view things in life. So being able to express that is a need. We have the need to express how we see ourselves spiritually. We have the need to express what it is that we believe, which God we believe in. That is a spiritual need, to be able to express that. So I wanted to list those needs. And if you, again, this is just some ideas for you, some prompts for you to begin to go in your own journey to find out what are those needs are for you. So these are the ones that just popped at me. That I found that, yep, we need those things, at least for myself. If these resonate with you, write them down. If you can think of anything that you might need spiritually, write that down as well. who do we need? Who can meet those needs for us? I think the first one is God, creator, higher being, the Most High. However you choose to call or identify with, I think that is the first one that, that can meet those needs for us. The second one is each other. How do we experience? How can we meet each other's needs spiritually? Well, when people forgive us, when we ask for forgiveness, when we are able to express with each other, when we have that space, when we can share what we believe in without judgment, without being ridiculed, without being made wrong, right? So people can also meet those emotional needs, those spiritual needs for us. And ourselves, we can meet those needs by, and I'll talk about a little bit on ways that you can meet those needs, but we also can meet those needs for ourselves. For example, forgiving ourselves, right? So it's a need that you can meet spiritually for yourself by forgiving yourself for things that you didn't get right the first time, or second, third, fourth, right? So that's one way that we can get those needs met, either through God, through each other, and through ourselves. And how do we get those needs met? What are some ways that we can meet those needs, either for ourselves or from other people or from God Himself, right? I think the first one is prayer. And, there's so many ways you can pray. I like to look at prayer as a conversation with God, a conversation with my creator, a way to connect. I think one of my episodes that I did when I talked about how we're relating to God, I always like to say that because God lives within me and all of us, show up like yourself when you pray. Come to God as you have the conversation as your full authentic self. Because we have to remember, you guys, He's our creator. And He knows what it is that we're going to say before we even say it. Prayer creates a relationship. It creates a intimacy. It allows us to be able to recognize that voice. And when I say voice, I don't mean necessarily audibly, that voice that you hear instinctively, and you know the difference between your voice and the voice of God. So prayer is a way that we can begin to meet those needs that we have. The second one is joining a religious organization. I always say that churches and institution of faith, and I go back and forth with this because me and my aunt, my aunt always asks me, have you gone to church? And I tell my aunt, auntie, I'm not really big on churches. I do love the word of God. I do love reading the Bible. I do love talking about it. But I'm not really and I like going to church when when I like going to church. So, and I'm not against religious organization. I do feel that they have a huge purpose. They do great work. I always say that, like, for me, church has always been a beginning for me. It was where I was introduced to so many things that I love and that I follow and that I believe in. So they played a huge role in my life. So I'm not against religious organizations because, good or bad, they have played some really great roles in giving people a head start into understanding the importance of connecting to your higher power, to your creator. So that's another way that you can meet those needs. Another one that I enjoy is meditation. And meditation, you guys, can look different for everybody. You can sit and just focus on your breathing. I like to focus on the breathing because it reminds me of life, and that it reminds me that the Creator is continuing to pour life into me. So meditation gives you that access. Meditation can also be thinking about a specific thing and meditating on that. Like if you read the Bible, you can meditate on the Word of God. If there is a prayer that you know, for example, the Ho'oponopono, it's another one that I really enjoy. You can actually focus on that through meditation. And I'd like to throw in there dance. I love dancing, and I do find dancing for me as a form of meditation. So that's another way that you can fulfill those needs. The other one is, you know, reading the Bible. For those of you that are Christians who believe in the teachings of Christ, and if you're Jewish, the Torah, if you're Muslim, the Quran, whatever faith that you are in, begin by reading that book of faith that you enjoy. And as you read, ask God for guidance, as your creator for guidance. So that's another way that we can fulfill that spiritual need. And also books on faith. I read a lot of different books over my course of my life. I love books. I learned so much from books. Books on faith, self-help books, all those things. Also, it's a way for you to meet those spiritual needs. So that's it, you guys. I wanted to, you know, do this part two on meeting those spiritual needs, what they are, from whom can we get them, and what and how can we get them. I want to end by saying that I think our spiritual needs, I don't want to put them in levels, but they're just as important as our basics. I remember there's a scripture, so I'm just going to summarize it, where there's a beggar, and Peter walks by the beggar, and the beggar asks for something to eat, asks for money so he can get something to eat. And Peter says, you know, what I have is to give you is much more than food. And he was sharing with him about salvation, about the Word of God. And when people might read that scripture, and, you know, they might even look at Peter and be like, you know, gosh, the man just asked for some food, and you're coming over here talking about the Word of God. The man is hungry, you know. But what Peter was trying to say was, it's not that food wasn't important, but the food of the spirit, feeding your spirit, when our spirits are fed, there is clarity. There is a meaning for life. You know your sense of purpose. You experience unconditional love. You get to experience forgiveness. You get to experience peace. So when those things are present in our lives, then everything else that we need, there's a clarity. We're able to know and to see the direction ahead for all those areas of our lives. So to me, spiritual needs are very important to have, simply because before we are humans, we are spirit. So that's it, you guys. That's my part two of what you need. And I'm excited that you guys were able to join me today. For those of you that are listening from that found me either on Spotify, on Apple, or any of the platforms that you're listening to my podcast, you can also follow me on Instagram at Restart by Rafaella, or you can go to my website at restartbyrafaella.com. You guys stay blessed. May you find your spiritual needs, and I'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening.